This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Parshas Truma. Bruchim Abayim to the Kol Agra de Pirka. Monday afternoon, National Shir. It's great to see everybody. Before we begin, some public service announcements. First of all, last chance to sign up for our Nesia. We're leaving Matzoy Shabbos to Italy. In the footsteps of the Chida, going to be going to Venice, Padua, Mantova, Reggio, Bologna, Livorno, and a number of other cities where the Chida visited. You could still join us. Bez Hashem, this week, they're putting out the book, The Concealed and the Revealed Pocket Edition, so that will be available very soon. Okay, so Chodesh Adar, Parshas Truma. We have an amazing topic today, a life-altering topic. This will forever revolutionize the way you look at tefillah. And we noticed in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Truma, we have the word Truma three times. V'yikchu li Truma. Li Truma. Then tikchu es Truma si v'zois ha Truma. Why do we have Truma three times? And of course, Rashi points out that there were three Trumas. There was Bekel HaGolgoles, Machzis HaShekel per person. And then there was the gold and the silver and the copper. So that was a second Truma. And then there were other items that were donated. So Rashi tells us that that's why the Torah says Truma three times. However, we're going to explore today the amazing revelation of none other than the Abir Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Abi Chatzera, why the Torah says Truma three times, another pshat, besides what Rashi tells us. Now, when we count the number of items that were donated, besides the Machzis HaShekel per person, we have Zahav is one, Kesef is two, Nechoshes is copper is three, Techeles, the blue world, four, Argaman, the purple world, is five, Toila Shani, the scarlet, six, Vishesh, the linen is seven, Ve'izim, the wool, is nine. So far, we have Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Techeles, Argaman, Toila Shani, Vishesh, Ve'izim, excuse me, that's eight, Oirois Elim, Me'adamim, the hides of rams, oyrois techashim, that's 10, va'atzei shitim, the shitim wood, that's 11, shemen lamar is 12, besamim is 13, avnei shayham va'avnei miluim, a total of 15 items that were donated. And yet, if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us that how many items were donated? Yud Gimel Dvarim Ha'amurim Be'inyan. 13 items that are said in the Parsha. Kulam Hutzruchu L'mlechas HaMishkan. They're all needed for the work of the Mishkan or for the Big Day Kahuna. So it's very interesting that even though if you count the items that were donated, Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Secheles, Argaman, Soila Shani, Sheish, Izim, Oirois Elim, Oyrois Techashim, Atse Shitim, Shemen, Avnei Shaiham, Avnei Mulum, you have 15. Rashi says there were 13. But what's interesting is the Mefarshim are troubled that what exactly are the 13? Really, there are 15 items. So the Sifsei Chachamim brings from the Mizrahi that how do you get to the number of 13? He says, Tcheles and Argaman and Toila Ashani are all wool. Tcheles, Argaman, and Toilashan, they're all wool. So therefore, since they're all wool, they just have different colors, they're counted as one. That's how you get to the number 13. Because we're not counting Tcheles, Argaman, Toilashan as separate, but we're counting them all as one. Then we have another answer of the Gor Aryeh, that Avnei Shoiham and Avnei Miluim, the Nesiim brought. So they were not We're only counting what the Yitzibor brought. We're not counting what the Nesiim brought. And therefore, that would be another way to get to the number 13. Which is, Sifsei Chachamim asks, that Rashi is just counting the things that were needed by the Mishkan. And the Avnei Miluim and the Avnei Sham were needed by the Mishkan. What difference does it make that the Nesiim brought it? So therefore, the Sifsei Chachamim offers a different answer, the answer of the Taz, that the Oirois Tchashim is not counted because it's not something that was donated b'nedavas halev, because it was only a temporary item that existed. And also the Atzei Shittim was donated by Yaakov Avinu. And a nedava is only something that a person uses for their own and gives it up for the Mishkan. But these items were especially designated from the beginning for the Mishkan, and therefore they're not considered donations. So we have three approaches in the Achronim, how even though the Pasuk says there were 15 items, in fact there were only 13. We have the answer of the Mizrahi, that we don't count all the various forms of wool. Tchilas Agam and Tchilas Shani are counted as one. We have the answer of the Gor Aryeh, we don't count Avnei Shem and Avnei Miluim. And we have the answer of the Divrei David, that we don't count the Oirois Tchashim and the Atzei Shittim. But friends, today we're going to discover a brand new answer to this question of how you get to the number 13. And let us begin as follows. If you notice, throughout the tefillah, we encounter a recitation of Shema in davening four times. We say in Karbanos, Ashreinu kishanu mashkimu ma'arivim bebatei kneisiyos bebatei midrashos umiyachdim shimcha b'chayam tamid. I think Nusach Ashkenaz leaves out the words batei kneisiyos bebatei midrashos. Va'omrim pa'amayim bi'ahava Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's one option. That's one recitation of Shema. Second recitation of Shema. At the end of Oz Yashir, we say, V'olu Mashir b'har tzion, lich b'des haresav, v'hoysel Hashem. Now, I'm going to take a little poll, okay? So I'm going to need everyone to come out of their comfort zone. Maybe, show me your face a little bit. Which, anyway, it's a good idea to do. And I want to take a little poll over here. Let's see, how do we do this? Please raise your hand if you say every morning, Pamayim bi'ahava, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu in Karbanos. I want to know, do you say that every day? Okay. You have a lot of you are saying it. Okay, that's good. That means you're actually in shul for that part of davening, which is a very good thing. But, the most important thing, even more important than coming early, is to start Shemana Esrei with the Tzibor. Because if you don't start Shemana Esrei with the Tzibor, you're not davening with a minyan. You're standing in the shul, you're looking at a minyan, you're seeing a minyan, maybe you want to daven with a minyan, but you're not actually davening with a minyan. You're not considered davening with a minyan unless you start the Shemana Esrei with the Tzibor. So many people, they come to the shul and they say all these nice things in the beginning of the Siddur, but you need to know, the most important thing regarding davening is starting Shemana Esrei with the Tzibor. Next Shema, at the end of Oz Yashar, Va'alu Moshiim Bahar Tzion, Lishpoides Har Esav, V'hoysal Hashem Hamlucha, V'haya Hashem L'malcha Kol Haaretz, Bayoy Mahu, Yiyah Hashem Echad U'Shma Yachad, U'V'sayraschal Kasuv Le'mayer, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, raise your hand if you say that Shema. Oh, so now we have much fewer people who are willing to admit that they say that Shema. I only see three people who are willing to admit that they say Shema. Well, don't worry, I don't say that one either. In many Siddurim it does not appear, in some it's in parentheses, in some it's not. But it's there. It's there. Some say it, some don't. Here's another Shema. L'haydois l'cha ul yachedcha be'ahava ul ahava ha'shemecha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Haboicher B'Yamo Yisrael B'Yahava, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad. Raise your hand if you say that Shema. Okay, very good. I'm glad that there are a lot of Jewish people on the Shir today, and they say Shema in the morning. That's a good thing. That's a good step. That Shema, everybody says. And here's another Shema. At the end of Aleinu, V'ne'emar v'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, v'ayoyim ha'hu yiyya Hashem echad Hashem echad, u'v'sayroscha kasuv le'mar, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'ekeinu Hashem echad. Raise your hand if you say that Shema. Let's see. So we have two here. Anybody else? We have two people that say Shema. Okay, I don't say that one either. But there are four Shemas in the Siddur. One by Karbonos, one by Psukei Dezimra, one by Berachas Kriya Shema, and one at the end of Aleinu. What's the meaning of these four Shemas in davening? Now, let's examine another important theme in the Tefillah. This theme was brought to my attention by my dear brother, Ari Gladstein, who brought to my attention a very beautiful chiddush in the format of tefillah. Let's begin with Yigdal. Yigdal, raise your hand if you say Yigdal. Okay, let's see. In the beginning of davening, Yigdal. We have three, four. Now, it's very nice you say Yigdal. And you should continue to say it, even though the Arizal did not hold you should say it, nor did the Gra. But aside from that, if saying Yigdal means you're not going to say Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibor, then you're not allowed to say it. You could say it after davening. So, but Yigdal is in the Siddur. It's a very beautiful tefillah. What is the basis of it? The Anaf Yosef brings. It's predicated on the Yisoidei Hu'emuna that a person should establish in their heart, the Yud Gimel Ikrim that are merumas in the 13 stanzas of Yigdal. The first five talk about Emuna B'Hashem, and the next eight are a Shevach, a praise in Emuna of the religion. But the bottom line is, Yigdal is a Zemer, a Pizmoin, that articulates the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And it's very interesting, the Shla HaKadosh says that the Yud Gimel Ikrim emanate from the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. From each of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim emanate another Ikar. So that's a pretty astounding concept. And it would then mean that we begin davening with the Yud Gimel Ikrim, not only to articulate the 13 principles of faith, but we also are demonstrating the effects and the power of Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, because it comes out the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim really are the source of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. So that's the first instance where we see connection to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Then we come to the end of Karbanos. And the end of Karbanos we say, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, B'sholesh Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidrashes Lahen. Rabbi Shmuel would say, with the 13 Midos, the Torah is expounded. Why do we say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer in davening? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer is the beginning of Taras Kohanim. It's the beginning of the Sifra. We're not about to learn. I could understand saying Rabbi Shmuel Oimer in the beginning. You know, before you learn Gemara, you should say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Why would you say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer before you daven? You're not going to be utilizing the 13 hermeneutic principles of exegesis in your tefillah. That's reserved for learning Gemara. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings that the reason why we say Rabbi Shmuel is because a Jew has to learn every day Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. And by saying Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, this ensures that every day of your life you have some Gemara attached to your life. And this is the explanation for Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. And then he says there's no machloikes in Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, like in Ezel Makoiman. So therefore we're masaking to say Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. However, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that al pi Kabbalah, the inyan of saying Rabbi Shmuel Oimer b'Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidrashes Bahem is because the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidrashes Bahem correspond to Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, the 13 principles of mercy. So again, that's another example of where we find we're invoking Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, beginning with Yigdal, going on to Rabbi Shmuel Omer B'Shalish Esrei Midos HaTorah Nidrashes Bahem. Now let us move on. Raise your hand if you say Baruch Sha'amar every day. All right, very good, excellent, good going. Okay, so you say Baruch Sha'amar, and when you say Baruch Sha'amar, raise your hand if you take out all your tzitzis. No, trick question. You don't take out all your tzitzis. You only take out your front two tzitzis. So raise your hand if you take out your front two tzitzis. Okay, excellent. Raise your hand if you kiss your front two tzitzis. Yup. Who says you should kiss them? The Arizal does not say to kiss them. The Arizal says, when you get to Baruch Sha'amar, you stand up and grab the tzitzis in your right hand. And the Mishnah Berurah codifies this in Siman Nun Aleph. And then after Baruch Sha'amar, you kiss the tzitzis. By the way, it's very interesting, because the front two tzitzis, you have sort of eight strings and five knots. That's 13. Okay. But let's even see something even more compelling. Says the Arizal, in the Pri Eitz Chaim, Shar HaZmirois, Perek Daled, from Baruch Sha'amar until Melech Mehula Bat Tishbachos, there are 13 Baruchs. Baruch Sha'amar, Vayom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hoi Mervi Yoseh, Baruch Goizer Mekayim, Baruch Hoi Seberatius, Baruch Merachim Al Oretz, Baruch Merachim Al Abriyos, Baruch Meshalim Sechdebev, Baruch Chai Lo'ad, Baruch Poida, Baruch Shemoi, Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem Melech. 13 Midos. 13 Baruchs. Isn't that amazing? That there are 13 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar? Did you ever realize that? Why are there 13 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar? Says the Arizal, Keneged the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Isn't that amazing? Raise your hand if you think it's amazing. All right, so one out of the 18 people think it's amazing. Okay. Come on, two thumbs up if you think it's amazing that there's 13 Baruchs. All right, 13 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar. It is amazing. Even if you don't put up your thumbs, I know you would like to. Now, let's move on to the next part of davening. Psukei Dezimra. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Baruch Sha'amar, you need to say Benigun, because it's a beautiful shir, it's a very sweet shir. And it says in the Kabbalistic work, Sefer Heichalos, that there are 87 words. The siman is, Roishai Kesem Paz. And 13 times it says, Baruch, Keneged, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, corresponding to the 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. You ready? Haidu, one. Mizmar L'Soida, 2, Yehi Chavoid, 3, Ashrei, 4, the 5 Halalukas, 9, Baruch Hashem Le'elam Amen, 10, Vayivarach David, 11, V'Charesim Rabris, 12, Shiras Hayam, 13. And connected it, we have 13 Baruchs and Baruch Sha'amar. So that's really remarkable. 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra. Haidu, Mizmor Saida, Yichavoid, Ashrei, 5 Halalukas, Baruch Hashem, Vayivarach, V'chores, Shiras Hayam. So here we're seeing that the whole backbone and format and architecture of the tefillah is predicated on the number 13. Well, let's now go to Yishtabach. And Yishtabach, we know that you're not supposed to interrupt in the praises of Yishtabach. Shir Ushvacha, Halel V'Zimra, Oizum Em Shalat, Netzach, Gidula U'Gvura, Tehillah V'Seferes, Kedusha U'Malchus, Brachos V'Hoida Ois. You're not supposed to be mafsik. You don't have to say it B'Neshima Achas. It's not like the Aseres B'nai Haman. You don't have to go, no, no, you don't have to do that. Don't mix, even on Purim, you don't have to say it B'neshima Achas. Okay? Don't get, many people, they confuse Yishtabach with the Megillah. Please don't do that. You just don't interrupt, but you don't have to say B'neshima Achas. Now, how many praises are there in Yishtabach? The Mishnah Berurah brings, don't interrupt in the 15 praises. Shir, Shvacha, Halel, Vezimra, Oizu, Mamshala, Netzach, Gedula, Gvura, Tila, Vesveres, Ketusha, Machus, Brachus, Vaidois. B'chai Adam says 13. Until Umalchus. Umalchus. Brachus, Vahoidois is not part of it. By the way, the Zayar HaKadosh itself says that when a person gets to Yishtabach, God takes his crown, he puts it before him, and Knesset Yisrael begins to praise Hashem, and we have to crown Hashem with the 13 Midos HaRachamim from which we are blessed. And these are the 13 fragrances of Ner, Charka, and Kan V'Kinamayin. What are they? The Zayar says, Shir Ushvacha, Halel V'Zimra, Oiz Memshala, Netzach, Gedula, Ugvura, Tila, V'Sveres, Kedusha, Umalchus. And once we say Kedusha, which is number 12, we have to join up Umalchus. Now, says the Zayar, it's very important to not to interrupt in during these praises. That when we're crowning Hashem with these praises, we have to be focused on it and not speak at all. And if we speak, then from under the wings of the Kruvim, a fire emanates and it calls out, Ployni, so-and-so, that interrupted in the majesty of Hashem should be, I don't even want to read the severity of the punishment that emanates from this fire from under the wings of the Shekhinah. So it's not a time that you want to be talking. So let's say a guy comes into shul and he asks you, could you please tell me some of the secrets of the Maisa Merkava? No, you can't interrupt in middle of Yishtabach. Let's say somebody comes in and he says, by the way, who won last night? So you don't say anything to him. Okay? I heard there was a good one last night. After davening, you say to him, what were you talking about? He said, last night it was a big game. You say, what? What big game? The Super Bowl. He said, I don't even know what the Super Bowl is. Why are you interrupting me in the middle of Yishtabach? No, but it was a terrific game. Went down to, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, football. Maze football. Kadoregel. Soccer. I don't know what you're talking about. So you can't interrupt in the middle of the davening, especially Yishtabach. So here, think about it. You have the 13 praises of Yigdal. You have the 13 praises, Baruch Sabaruch Sha'amar. 13 sections of Psukei Zimra. 13 praises in Yishtabach. Marv Raboisai, what about Shemona Esrei? So you say, what do you mean? Shemona Esrei are 18 brachas, and they added a 19th. But watch this. You have three blessings in the beginning. Avos, Gevurais, Kedusha, you have three blessings in the end, Ritzei, Moedim, and Simshalim, and then the 13 blessings in the middle. You have 13 brachas in the middle. So my brother Ari pointed out that there's a principle that we always have to praise Hashem and then ask for our needs. So we start off with 13 praises, 13 baruchs, Simar Shamar, 13 sections of Psukkah Zimra, 13 praises in Yishtabach, and then for each praise, we're able to make a bakasha in the 13 middle brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. But Marv Raboisai, fasten your seatbelts, because we now come to an amazing teaching. There are four times in davening that we say Shema. There are also four permutations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. They are, and this is brought in the introduction to the Abir Yaakov, you have Hashem's Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled out B'miloy Yudin, spelled out with Yuds. Look over here at number 20, 6, I believe, 22. So you could spell it Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is Hey Yud. Vav is Vav Yud Vav. Hey is Hey Yud. That's a gematria of 72. That's God's name of Ayin Beis. Then you have Hashem's name of Samach Gimel, where it's the letters are spelled in a combination. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is Hey Yud, but the Vav instead of Vav Yud is Vav Aleph. So now the 72 is knocked down by 9, and the Hey is a Hey Yud to 63. That's Sag, Samach Gimel. Then you have the Shem Havaya with Alephs, and that Shem Havaya has the lowest numerical value. Yud is Yud Vav Dad, Hey is Hey Aleph, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, Hey is Hey Aleph, 45. That's Ma. And then there's 52. Shem Ben Nun, Ben Nun, Ben, which is Havaya with Hayes. Yud is Yud Vav Dad, Hey is Hey Hey, Vav is Vav Vav, Hey is Hey Hey, 52. These, by the way, if you add up 72, 63, 45, and 52, you get 232. This is the secret of V'yidgu L'Raiv. V'yidgu L'Raiv. If you add up the four permutations of the Shem Havaya, you get 232. V'yidgu L'Raiv. L'Raiv is 232. Yaakov Avinu is merames in his bracha that the riboy of Klal Yisrael bekarav haaretz is to be mevarer the nitzaitzais hakadusha of the four shemais and of the 288 nitzaitzais, which are avos. But again, that's the significance of 232. So you say, why are there four permutations of the Shem Havaya? Ready, Rabbi Sai? Fasten your seatbelts. The reason why there are four permutations of Shem Havaya is because there are four worlds. What are the four worlds called? Olam Ha'asiya, Olam Ha'yetzira, Olam Habriya, Olam Ha'atzilos. Olam Ha'asiya is the world of action. That's our world. We're in the world of action. Above us is Olam Ha'yetzira. That's where the angels are. Above that, Olam Habriya, the world where of the Hechalos. And then Atzilus is where the Kisei HaKavod, where Shmisham Netzal Kud Shabricha. These are the four worlds. The remez to the four worlds are, we say, Abia Renanois Ba'ad Mefalai. We refer to it in the davening on the Yom Narom. We say, Achi lalakel, achale panav, eshalom imenu, man elashon. We say, Abia renanois. Abia are the four worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. You know where else these four worlds are alluded to? Ashrei, Yoishrei, Veisecha, Oid. Roshei Tevois, Ashrei, Aleph, Atzilus. Yoishve, Yitzira, Yud, Pesecha, Vez, Bria, Oid, Ayin. The Maram Shik says, I remember when I was a child, learning in the yeshiva by the holy Chassam Sofer. I heard from him that the Seder HaTfilah is Mechuvan Keneged the Dalet Olamos, Abia is Rashi Tevois, Ashrei, Yoishve, Pesecha, Oid, Yehalelucha. And furthermore, Aleph is Hashem. Yoshev Esecha, God gave to the 12 Shvatim. Ayin is the 70 souls. And it's also Merames to the various worlds. And they are Asiya is the Olam HaTachtoin, Yitzira is the Olam HaMalachim, Bria is the Olam HaHecholos, and Atzilus is Olam HaAtzilus, Gavaya Mikol. Kol Gavaya Shomer. And these four worlds correspond to the four permutations of Hashem's name. Ayin Beis, Samach Gimel, Mem He, Beis Nun. Ayin Beis is Olam HaAtzilus, Samach Gimel is Olam HaHecholos, Mem He is Olam HaMalachim, Ben is Olam HaTachtoin. Says the Holy Maram Shik, when we're davening, we're ascending the four worlds. And that's why there are four parts of davening. You ready for this? Brace yourselves. Karbanos is this world, Olam Ho'asiyah. Psukei Dezimra is Olam Hayitzira, the world of the angels. Berchos Kriyashma and Kriyashma, Olam Habriya, the world of the Hechalos. Shmoine Esrei, Olam Ho'atzilos. Rav Moshe Wolfson writes, we know at the end of Shmoine Esrei, many have a minhag to say a pasuk that has their name in it, or has begins with the first letter of their name and ends with the last letter of their name. So I say, Dan Yadin Amoik Achad Shiftei Yisrael Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Eloike Yaakov. And why do we say these psukim? There's a Kabbalistic idea that a person is afraid that after 120, after the ordeal of the soul traveling all the way up there, one might forget their name. So therefore we say it in Shemoneh Esrei. So you say, what are we doing in Shemoneh Esrei? If you want to say it, so walk around the street saying your name, my name is, why Dafkin Shemoneh Esrei? But the idea is, when you say Shemoneh Esrei, you're going all the way into the Olam Ha'atzilus. That's when you're literally standing before the Kisei HaKavod. So what better time to practice what your name is than when you're saying Shemoneh Esrei and you're literally under the Kisei HaKavod. So again, let's get this clear. The four parts of davening correspond to the four worlds. Karbanos is Olam Ha'asiyah. That is the name of Hashem Ben 52. Psukei Dezimra is Olam HaYitzira. That's the Shem Hashem 45. Berchas Kriya Shema is the Olam HaBriya. That's the name of Hashem Samach Gimel. And Shemoneh Esrei is Olam HaAtzilus. That is the name of Hashem of 72. Says the Maharam Shik, my Rebbe the Chassam Sofer explained to me, this is the logic of why we say Shema four times. Because in every world that we ascend to and we travel through, we want to unify the name of Hashem. How so? In Karbanos we say, Ashreinu shanachnu mashkivim, mashkimim umarivim, batting sizbazim pamayim b'chayim b'ahava Shema Yisrael. Then in Psukei Dezimra, so that the first Shema is in the Olam Ha'asiyah. Then in Psukei Dezimra, we say Shema in the Olam Ha'yetzira. Then in Berachos Kriya Shema, we say Shema in the Olam Ha'briya. And then in Aleinu, which is the final section, we say Shema in Olam Ha'atzilus. And in fact, that's why Chasidim in Nusach Svarad, they say Hoidu before Baruch Sha'amar. Why in the world would they say Hoidu before Baruch Sha'amar? Hoidu are Psukim of Psukei Dezimra. So I think the reason is, and I think this is logical, actually Hoidu is not fully part of Psukei Dezimra. Hoidu is the shir that David commissioned to be sung for the Parshas HaTamid, Shal Shachar v'Shal Ben Harbayim. So technically it's part of Karbanos. But the Chassam Sofer gave a Kabbalistic reason why perhaps Hoidu could go before Baruch Sha'amar. He says, Hoidu ends, Va'ani b'chastecha v'atachti yagi alibi b'shuasecha. Va'ani begins with the Vav, b'chastecha begins with the Beis, v'atachti begins with the Beis, we're up to 10. Yagi al Yud, up to 20. Libi, 30, 50. B'shua, so we say, that's 52. Libi, 52. Gematria Ben. Ben? Ben is the first part of davening. The shame Ben, the shame 52, is a permutation that corresponds to Karbanos. So that's why perhaps that would make it appropriate to have Hoidu in the first section. But be it as it may, I think it's a game changer to recognize and appreciate that there are four main parts of davening. Karbanos, Psukei Dezimra, Berchos Kriya Shema, Shemoneh Esrei. These four parts of davening correspond to the four worlds, Asiya, Yitzira, Bria, Atzilus. By the way, if you look at number 31, the four worlds are alluded to in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Koil HaNikra Vishmi, that's Atzilus. I'm sorry. Kalanikra b'shmi v'lechvoidi. That's atzilus. Berasiv olam habria. Yitzartiv olam hayitzira. Afasisiv olam ha'asiya. So this is the amazing revelation that the Chassam Sofer taught his student, the Maharam Shik. Now, if the Maharam Shik learned this when he was a little child from the Chassam Sofer, so at least once in our life, you know, we could hear these words, and it's kedai to be aware of it. Now, as I've recommended many times, if you get the Siddur Masoik Midvash, it tells you where each of these four parts of davening begin and which Shem of Hashem correspond to it. So either you could remember this shir for the rest of your life, which I hope you do, and I'm sure you will, and I'm sure every time you daven, you'll remember all the details of the shir. But if you have the siddur in front of you, it's sort of a quick reminder. Now, friends, this coming week, we have the privilege, we're going to be going to Italy, where the Chida lived a good chunk of his life, and wrote and published many of his Sfarim. And actually, next week is the Chida's yard site, on Yud Aleph Adar. But what's amazing is, on the day the Chida passed away, the Abir Yaakov was born. And the Abir Yaakov has a wondrous exposition on this week's Parsha, taking the principles that we've learned to the next level. He points out, as we started the share with, three times it says Truma. V'yikchu li Truma. Tikchu es Truma si. V'zois ha Truma asher tikchu me'itam. Why do we have these three Trumas? What is the meaning of it? And the Abir Yaakov, on this week's Parsha, he says that Tfila, Chazal called Dvarim Ha'omdim Berumai Shel Olam. Tfila is something that stands at the summit, the pinnacle of the world. Rumai, Truma is a lashon of Rumai Shel Olam. It refers to Tfila because Tfila stands Berumai Shel Olam. The three Trumais correspond to the three Tfilas of the day: Mariv, Shachris, Mincha. Now, the first time it says Truma, it says Li Truma. Li Truma with the letters is equal 698, the gematria of He Arvis. The second time it says Es Truma Si, gematria Zu He Tfilas Hashachar, 1457. The third time it says Vizois Hatruma, Vizois Hatruma Im HaKoilel is gematria Zu Tfila Shel Mincha Bizmana. So you say, come on, I've been conditioned to various types of gematrias over the years, but if you need to put in the word bizmana to get to the gematria of mincha, you know, is that really a fair? Are you playing within the rules? When, I mean, we have three trumas, okay, and truma is a lashon of rumai shalaylam, okay, and I could understand it corresponds to the three tefillos of the day, but what, you're only going to get the gematria of shachris, or mincha is zu tfila shel mincha bismana. Mav Rabbeisai, the Arizal tells us that the format of tfila ad yud gimel midos harachamim, and as we're going to see, as we've seen from the Chassam Sofer, that there are four parts of davening and each part needs a shema. We're also going to see that each part needs a Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And the first tefillah that we're going to deal with is Mariv. Mariv, gematria, v'zois, es trumasi, trumasi, is, I'm sorry, v'yikhu li teruma, v'yikhu li teruma, li teruma is gematria 698. And then we get to Shachris. Shachris is Trumasi. But what's interesting about Shachris is there are two critical parts of davening that we're supposed to be mechavein, that we would give up our life HaKadosh Hashem. One is Shema. Many times we've explained that when you say Shema, part of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is to be mechavein that if ever put to the ultimate test, one would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. And the other part of davening where one should think they would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem is during Tachnon. So the Abir Yaakov says, that's why Shachris is referred to as Tirumasi, or Trey Maves. Trey Taf Reish Yud Mem Vav Taf. Two deaths, because during Shachris one should be Mechavein at two intervals that they would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Now we come to Tfilas HaMincha. Now what's interesting is, why is Mincha called Mincha? Shachris is called Shachris because it corresponds to the Tfilah, the Tamid of the morning. So the Tfilah is called Shachris. Arvis is called Arvis because it said Erev in the evening. But why is Mincha called Mincha? Do you know what Mincha means? A meal offering. Well, you bring a meal offering in the morning also. So why would the afternoon prayer be called Mincha? And this is really the question of Tosfos in Psachim and Daf Kuf Zayin. And Tosfos gives two interesting answers. Tosfos says, well, Shachris we have a good name for, so we don't have to use Mincha, but Mincha we don't have a good name for, so we have to call it meal offering. Or Tosfos says, the Gemara in Brachai says, be careful in Tfilas HaMincha, because Eliyahu was only answered in Tfilas HaMincha. And the Tosfos says, well, maybe he was even answered when he was bringing the meal offering, and that's why it was called Mincha. But the Abir Yaakov gives another reason why it's called Mincha. He says, the reason why it's called Mincha is because Mincha is really a time of the greatest Midas Hadin of the day. Mincha is at the time of Midas Hadin, the Tagboiras Hadin, the Kitrugim Ar Mezgaber Mincha time. And at a time that a person davens mincha and is ma'ira rachamim, he brings menucha and he subdues the midas hadin. That's why it's called mincha. Now, because mincha is the time of the greatest midas hadin, on Shabbos Kodesh, when there is no midas hadin, it's the time of the greatest rachamim. That's why Shalashudas is considered Rava the Ravin, the greatest time of rachamim. Now, there were three great tzaddikim that passed away Shabbos by Mincha. Yosef, Moshe, and David. That's why when we say Tzidkascha, we invoke three psukim of Tzidkascha to invoke the merit of the three tzaddikim who passed away Shabbos by Mincha. Yosef, Moshe, and David. However, says Abir Yaakov, only someone who is careful to daven Mincha bizmana during the week can be ma'oirer and arouse rachamim on Shabbos by the time of Mincha. Because the mercy that you elicit on Shabbos by Mincha is commensurate with your carefulness to daven Mincha bizmana during the week. And if you daven Mincha bizmana during the week, then the three tzaddikim, Moshe, David, Yosef and David, will advocate for you Shabbos by Mincha. That's why in the Gematria for Mincha, we say Mincha is Gematria, Vizois HaTruma. It's not Gematria Mincha, it's Gematria. Zu Tfila Shal Mincha Bizmana. It's not just a trick to get it, to get a more accurate Gematria, but inherent and integral to the formulation of Mincha, the power of Mincha, Sedan Mincha Bizmana. Davening Mincha Bizmana, Mishnah Berurah says you need to finish Mincha before the Shkia. How much of Mincha? The whole Mincha. At least the whole Shemana Esrei. Now, says Abir Yaakov, the four parts of davening correspond to the four worlds. Karbanos Asiya, Psuka de Zimra, Yitzira, Berchas Kriya Shema, Bria, Shemana Esrei, Atzilos. Therefore, Chazal, in each one of the parts of davening, was Mesakein, third, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, in the various parts of davening. The Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, That corresponds to Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim and Olam Ha'asiya. The 13 Baruchs and Baruch Sha'amar corresponds to Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim and Yitzira. The 13 Shvachim of Yishtabach, even though technically Yishtabach is part of Pesukah Dezimra, but it's an intro to Baruch Kriya Shema, is Keneged Olam HaBriya. And the 13 middle brachas of Shemona Esrei is Olam Ha'atzilos. Therefore, says Abir Yaakov, that is why in the three Trumas in Parshas Truma that correspond to the three great tefillos of the day, Shacharis, Mincha, and Arvis, we have 13 donations. And now we're going to see a new approach to what the 13 are. Not like the Mizrahi, not like the Gur Aryeh, not like the Taz. Zohav, gold, Kesef, silver, Nechoshes, copper, Tcheles, blue wool, Argon, purple wool, Telashani, scarlet, Sheish, linen, Izim, goats, Oyres, Elam, ramskin, Ma'adamim, Oyres, Choshim, Atzei, Shittim, wood, Avnei, Shoyim, Avnei, Miluim. What does he not count? Shemen Lamar and the Besamim. After all, the oil was not an ingredient used in building the Mishkan. The Besamim was not an ingredient used in building the Mishkan. The oil was to light the menorah, not to make the menorah. The Besamim was to make it fragrant. In fact, some of the Rishonim ask, why is Shemen Lamar here? The Dasakanim says that all the other items were needed for the Tzarchei HaBinyan. Likewise, the Besamim was also not Letzarchei HaBinyan. So, in the course of our learning, we've discovered a fourth way to how to reckon the 13 donations, even though there are 15. So, we've come to recognize that there are four. The davening is formulated in four sections. Karbanos, Psukei Dezimra, Brachos Kriya Shema, Shemona Esrei. They correspond to the four worlds, which are Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, Atzilus, which correspond to the four permutations of Hashem's name, which are 52 for Karbanos, 45 for Pesukei Dezimra, 63 for Berachos Kriya Shema, 72 for Shemona Esrei, corresponding to four times that we have Shema, Shema in Karbanos, Shema at the end of Az Yashir, Shema in Berachos Kriya Shema, and Shema in Aleinu, and we have four times we invoke Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Baruch Sha'amar, Yishtabach, and the 13 middle brachos of Shemona Esrei. Marv Rabbeisai, thank you for joining us, and I wish everyone bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov, have a great day.
Rabbi, how's this for a gematria?
Yeah.
The word truma has the letters of Torah plus a mem. Right? So he's telling us that if you have the Torah with you morning, afternoon, and night, then you will be Zohar to the three mems, which equal 120 on May of Esther Shana.
Wow, beautiful.
Like that?
Great.
Original.
Great. Fantastic.
I got the email from that fellow.
Okay. Okay, have a good day, everyone.
Have a good day.
Hatzlach Rabbah. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.